Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So what's happening to Mary Lou? How
I'm
are you?
So happy to be back.
How's it going?
I did feel a bit FOMO last week.
Yeah, well, you were in Bloemfontein, right?
Yes, in the middle of South Africa.
let's say what's happening to special guest star Dana Jacob.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, and you?
How's
I
it going?
I feel like it's been forever.
I know, I haven't seen you in so long. I'm very glad that you're here, though.
It's so good
to see you. Yeah,
yeah, it's a long time.
And what's happening, Warda Hartley?
Hello.
In the nick of time.
You know, that's just me in the nick of time.
In the nick of time.
Yeah.
All right, it is forum. We've got a couple of things on the agenda here today. I want to kick it off with this, though, because I was following all of your snaps over the weekend, Mary Lou.
Yes.
You were celebrating the Chinese New Year. Now, I hear things like Year of the Monkey and that, and I find it very confusing. So let's break down this Chinese New Year thing and then figure out how it is the Year of the Monkey.
Yeah, I got such FOMO because I've heard about that that temple.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to go. And I was like, oh, if had I known, I would have also gone through.
It is a lot of fun. There was a lot of food. It's all vegetarian.
Wait, which temple?
It's in Bronkhorstspruit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Nanhua Temple. Yeah, it's like a massive establishment,
okay,
guys.
So please
let
us know.
Little thing. Yeah.
Please let us know
next
time,
year. I'll let
please.
You guys know. We can all go.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the temple. I went to some function in town.
Yes,
where
by
they
Commissioner
had,
Street.
It was so
yes.
much fun. There was
That's
just
also
like
a yearly thing.
Fireworks and the dragon thing, like walking
yes.
through the streets oh, and markets so cool. and food, and it was
yeah.
incredible.
Formal. Something quite similar, except this is more spiritual because obviously it's in a temple establishment, so everything's vegetarian, and you do go into the temple to, we call it bye bye, which means you show your respect to Buddha.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically the Chinese zodiac, there's 12 animals. So this year is the year of a monkey, and the year kicks off on the first day of spring. So every year is different. Okay. So we follow the lunar calendar. So this year's the year of a monkey, and they're basically 12 animals. So legend goes that, I mean, there's different versions of it, obviously, but the one that I heard from my grandmother was that the day that, the Jade Emperor, or sometimes, the version is Buddha herself, the lady, the day that she rose to heaven, she called out to all the animals in the kingdom, and they wanted to give, each animal like a year, you know? So, and then they wanted to do it in chronological order. So she said, whoever races to me first will be the first one, the first 12. So, so the story goes is that the day before, the cat and the rat, they were actually good friends. The cat was very lazy, and then the cat said to the rat, please can you wake me up early so I can come with you? The rat agreed, and the rat made a promise. And then the next day, the rat never actually woke up the cat. Mm-hmm. The rat went on its own, and you would think like, okay, the rat is a small animal. How did it make into the first 12? Well, the rat is very clever. The rat jumped onto the ox, which was actually the fastest animal.
Oh, wow.
Running for the race. The rat jumped onto the ox head. And when they were so close to the finish, the rat jumped off and crossed the finish line first. So the first was the rat, and then it was the ox, and then to tiger, and then horse, etc.
Jeez.
And yeah, so the monkey came ninth in the race. So this is why they say cats and rats, they don't get along. They hate each other.
Huh.
Yeah. That's why they don't get along. Yeah,
yes.
They chase each other.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. So
what's the symbolism of it being the year of the monkey? What does that mean?
So the year of the monkey, actually, the Chinese custom and culture, they take the animal monkey. It's quite a prestigious animal, actually, mm-hmm. because it is the most intelligent animal, and they bring good fortune, actually. So it's a very good animal. You know?
Auspicious year.
I'm glad. Jeez.
Yeah.
Are there any bad animals? Like if it's that animal that year,
please
that it's
don't
pretty...
say the chicken, because I was born in the year of the chicken. I found this up when I actually went to China.
I think every animal has good and bad. But they often like animals are related to like a certain, you know, that because of the how they are, you know, for example, like an ox, they say that if you're born in the year of the ox, you're probably going to have a life that you work very hard or possibly hardships. Mm. So things like that. But there's never actually a bad animal. They're all great animals.
Okay.
Jeez,
I read
interesting.
I read an article just now actually about this particular year of the monkey being bad luck if you're born in the year of the monkey.
Yes. So that is how it is. So if you are a certain zodiac, for example, if I'm snake, so and this happens every 12 years,
are you
right?
Snake?
So yes. So you don't get bad luck every year, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's only the year that you are born in. So they call it, in Chinese, the word is chong, which means you almost like, so it's like plus
Clashing.
And plus is
yes.
like, you know, a negative,
yes.
you know? So they say that to kind of ward off bad energy, you're supposed to wear red underwear. Because red is a very lucky lucky color in Chinese customs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have a bad year when it was your year and you were that zodiac?
No. I don't remember being particularly
bad. Did you wear the underwear, though?
No. But you are supposed to wear it on the first day of the new year, you know?
Oh, wow.
Which is the first day of spring. So, I mean, that's why there was a lot of red, a lot of those lion dancers, tigers, those dragons, all red. And you give red packets with money in it. Stuff like that. It's actually the biggest festival of China. It's actually called the Spring Festival, but it's also the Chinese New Year.
Spring so Festival.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it looked really cool because I was watching your snaps and that, and it has a serious meaning for you as well.
Yes, yes. Being Asian, I've just recently realized how proud I am of being Asian. Like, you know, we have the longest standing and the most history when it comes to Chinese culture and customs. Yeah. You know, it's the longest standing one. It's the oldest ancient civilization, you know? So it's like, there's just so much. I mean, there's lots of different festivals and they all have deep meaning in it. So there's one interesting one. So for Chinese New Year's Eve dinner, you're supposed to have two things. Those are really important, right? So the first one is dumplings. So they're almost like ravioli, except they look like a sailboat shape, right?
Oh, yes, so, I think I've had that.
Yeah, so those are delicious. You're supposed to make that with your family and eat it for New Year's Eve. And the shape of that sailboat, it actually represents the gold that was from back in the Empress days. Those are worth a lot. So it's to bring good fortune. And another thing, you have to eat fish on New Year's Eve. So there's a saying in Chinese, it's called Nian Nian Yo Yu, which means every year there's a surplus. So you... in Chinese is also fish, but it's obviously spelled differently. It's a different symbol, but because it sounds the same, they say that every year you have to eat fish to get a surplus. So you bring good fortune and surplus of whatever you need.
Oh. It's kind of like the Jews. I mean, we eat fish all the time.
Yeah.
The filter, any kind of fish.
And on our New Year, it's like a big deal if you eat the fish eyes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard, yeah.
You must eat the head of the fish as opposed to the tail. There's like a whole thing with fish in there.
You saw that movie. I don't know what it's called, but I know that movie.
it's a thing. Yeah, they put like the fish on the table and you go. So there's something about New Year's and fish and culture and all of that. But
rebirth and stuff.
Yeah.
Things got to do with that.
For me, one of the coolest things about religions and cultures and that is when like food is involved. I love that aspect of it.
Yeah,
me too.
Because it's amazing when you attach. I don't attach a lot to food in life, but religion and culture can allow you to attach a lot to food.
Yeah, so much in
which
culture.
Is cool.
And you know, that's what I always found. That's why I prefer traveling to the Far East, is that the what you learn is so different from what we know. Because, I mean, we largely quite westernized in the way we are here in South Africa. And especially where I'm from Cape Town, completely European.
Yeah.
You know, Eurocentric. Whereas when you go to the East, it's completely different. So when I went to China and I traveled through China, it was so interesting hearing completely different things. Thailand, Singapore, those places, just different. I love it. I absolutely love it.
And the cultures are so specific, like, you know, just even their gesturing, apparently, like, that's quite a big deal. You know, you have to be very humble and do the whole...
Yes.
And it's all about tone, right?
Yeah.
When you talk.
So in Asia, it's very, like, it's like group orientated, where, like, that's why in Chinese culture, it's not good to boast. Whereas I feel like in the Western culture, you're very like self-centered. Uh-huh. It's a very self-centering, like, you know, your life revolves around yourself and you do everything for yourself. But in the Far East, doesn't matter which country, it's very like family orientated, like, you know, community orientated.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Very cool. Well, a happy new year. And hopefully the year of the monkey is going to be a good year.
Oh, yes. I hope so.
Bring everyone health, wealth, and happiness.
Yes.
Listen, speaking of health, wealth, happiness, and love, some people think that a waist trainer is the way to achieve health, wealth, happiness, and love. this is all Kim Kardashian's fault, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been trying it. I have no ribs left.
Really?
Don't get me started on this. Do not get me started. This was actually one of the first posts I put on the launch of my blog was why waist trainers are bad for you.
Yeah.
It's still up. You guys can go check it out. Fabufit.co.za. And I did the research. You know, I spoke to health and fitness professionals and there's no conclusive proof that it actually works. No scientific proof that backs it up, that it actually does work. In fact, there's evidence that supports the opposite, that it's actually going to crush your organs over time and it actually moves your organs around. So you can't lose weight by wearing something around your waist. You have to exercise and you have to eat differently to have a lasting effect. Yes, it can give you a bit of a shape while you have it on, but if you're not changing the way you eat and exercise, it's just going to bounce back. Like, you know, like putting an elastic band, you take it off and it just goes boing. That's extent.
But I mean, it's interesting how the sort of society in the past couple of years has changed its perception or attitude towards a woman's shape. So, I mean, I don't know if it's Nicki Minaj or it was Beyonce.
I think it's all of them.
Someone brought ass back.
Kim started. No, J-Lo did.
J-Lo, yeah.
J-Lo put the ass back.
The hourglass thing, because then we were looking at what was before hourglass was just like one straight line.
It was Kate Moss. It was like the Kate Moss look,
yeah.
Calvin Klein, sort of like heroin chic.
So,
zero hips.
Waist trainers, I think, have done so well because it is that hourglass shape in inverted commas.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Look, the thing is, and I'm just going to say this, and then you guys can get in on it. It does work very marginally. And the only reason it's showing marginal improvement is by wearing it, you sweat a little. So you lose a little bit of inches, but it's only water weight, which you can gain back again. So it's not going to give you a lasting change to your shape. And if it does, I mean, I saw this video online. It was years back. It was corset. This woman is corseting, which is a bit more harsh than those ones that Kim Kardashian is wearing. And this woman basically had a tiny waist of like a few inches. It was on this old Tyra Banks show. But the thing is, she had this massive bulge above her legs, which was basically where her organs obviously were now sitting. Because have to go somewhere.
That's so hot.
Yeah, it has to go somewhere. Like,
guys, dig that. There's my lungs, guys.
Yeah. Essentially, it was like weird. She probably had a liver down there and a pancreas was like obviously right down by a uterus, which means she even have kids?
So everything just shifted.
Everything will
body.
Shift. Your body will shift in order to still operate. Because remember, your body's primary function is to keep you functioning. So it will work around whatever obstacles you give it as far as it can, possibly can.
Well, maybe that's why Kim K is having complications giving birth during a pregnancy.
Because she's been doing this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, think about it. She is so voluptuous, but her waist is, like, so tiny. How is that even possible?
Yes.
I don't know. I kind of do want to see her in real life. Because apparently in real life, she looks completely disproportionate as a human being.
Yeah. You should actually speak to Mubs, because Mubs actually met her in
real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone that's...
She's
looks
tiny,
like completely
though.
Not natural. She's tiny. She's like 1.5 meters high or something.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, she's very short.
That's my height.
She's be like this little thing. But with just this like giant ass.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
But apparently guys love that, you know? They like the whole
bringing it back.
1500s look.
Society decides what society thinks is dope.
Yeah.
That's the way that it works. Because there was a time when an overweight fat woman was the most attractive thing.
Renaissance time.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually don't know. This is my same argument with chocolate. Like, how do we know it tastes so good? Someone told us it tastes good and then we just believed them. While we're talking Kim though, we may as well speak about Kanye West for a second. He announced that his new album is going to be called TLOP. He asked people to guess. Somebody actually did guess what that stands for. It stands for The Life of Pablo, because he feels like he's the Pablo Picasso of the music world.
I thought
he was talking about Pablo Escobar.
This one, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
He refers to cocaine in a lot of his songs.
Coincidence.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Pablo,
is he the Picasso of the music world?
Well, he certainly thinks he is.
Yeah, that, I would give him that. Yeah.
He's stated that many a time, even in front of Oxford students.
Look, he believes he's a deity. He thinks he's God.
I just think he's so dope. This is the problem, I buy into all the shit he puts out there.
I think he's such a great musician. As a musician, he's outstanding and he's pushing the boundaries. I love his music. But of course, his ego, like, you know, his fans...
I definitely think he's possessed.
Love it, but... He's possessed.
You see what I mean by the Western self-centeredness.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's literally, it's Kanye West, yeah.
He needs to go to China.
No, definitely needs to go there.
I don't know. Hey? I also tend to like him. It's like annoying. Like, ugh, I don't want to like you.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is something about his music and yeah so.
And he's cocky and sometimes people like that.
I think arrogance is kind of... No, it's hot in certain cases. On like tiny bit of arrogance, guys. A tiny bit of confidence. I think it's hot.
I know that Wada, you wanted to pick up on something you saw on Facebook, which is when one becomes too possessive of one's best friend.
Guys, have you
seen this? Has this happened to you? I'll pull up the clip.
Oh, you're going to pull it up.
Yeah,
okay.
I can find it over here. Plug this in.
Yeah, so basically this chick, this video's gone viral of this girl like saying, don't look at my friend, don't talk to my friend, you don't touch my friend, you don't take photos with my friend, because if you do, I'll like sort you out. I've had friends, not to that extent, like psycho like that, but I remember like in school, there would be major rifts. If say, you know, the three of us were friends and you suddenly heard that I went to the movies with Mary Lou and you like, oh, but I wasn't invited, but
I would disown
she's
you.
My friend. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's how we used to be.
I think that's a girl thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Kyle, are you listening? Because this is like you.
So this is the Vine.
Excuse me, but I'm very fucking selfish when it comes to my best friend. Don't look at my best friend. Don't call my best friend your best friend. Don't post pictures of you and my best friend. Because you know what? That's my best friend. She's mine, okay? Mine. So unless you trying to get cut, I suggest you find your own motherfucking best friend, okay? Fucking bitch.
I mean, it's, you know, okay, she doesn't mince her words.
Yeah.
I think anyone over the age of 11 should not be feeling this way.
That's had 7.1 million views.
Wow. She can't be serious, though.
No, guys. I think she's dead serious. If you see her body language, she's dead serious. The thing is, like, I don't know, like, as an adult, there are moments where I'm kind of like, where somebody's out with my close friend, and I'm like, ooh, okay. Okay.
It depends. Did they meet through you or through, like, via themselves? You know what I mean? Like, there's a
fine
line. You have to look at context.
There's a fine line. Yes. If they met through you and they're now, you know, bracket and bracket, taking away your friend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of weird.
Then you got to cut that bitch.
Wow, Mary Lou, I didn't know you were like that.
Levels. It is weird, though, when one sees one's friends with other people, or like when you see your friend having gone to something and you spoke to them in the morning and they didn't tell you about it.
That's happened to me before. Like, and then I'm like, and especially now with social media, you can see
everything. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then it kind of like cuts you. You're like,
It's like, why are you hiding though?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you think I was going to be hurt? But like, we're adults now. Let's act like adults.
Is that how Paris Hilton felt when Kim kind of like rose to fame over and like, oh, I introduced you to those people and now you're friends with them, you know?
Like, oh, that must have cut it deep, eh?
No, that was just her sex tape.
But Paris also released hers. Didn't do that well.
How do you know though that you found a best friend? What are the signs for you?
That's why, you know, speaking from an adult's perspective, like, you know, when you're little, you're so quick to be like, this is my best friend.
Yes.
This is my best friend. Mm. You're like, you're so quick to say someone's your best friend. I feel like as an adult, I'm quite careful about using the word best friend.
Me too.
Like, I have a lot of great friends, but it's very difficult to pinpoint a best friend.
Mm.
But I think, I mean, everyone has someone that they always turn to, and I think that is your best friend.
Mm.
But like, you don't necessarily have to say it.
I just want someone to give me one of those hearts that you break off and then I can
the best
friend. Truly know that they're my best friend.
The official kind of like, you know. Yeah.
To this day.
After about 10 years now, knowing my husband, I'd say he's my best friend. And then my two cats.
Really? For Valentine's Day? Did you have to? I think we're all single except for you.
He's my best friend and are my two cats are my best friends. Yeah.
You're getting a present for sure. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, I don't really actually care about Valentine's Day. Ari knows the story. I'm not a big Valentine's Day person.
Just repeat it though so everyone's in the loop.
I couldn't give a two rat's asses about Valentine's Day. I've never been into Valentine's Day. And I think it's got something to do with I was a late bloomer. So all the girls at school were getting roses from the boys' school because I went to a girls' school. And I was never one of those people who got them because I was like nerdy and uncomfortable and awkward. And ever since then, I just don't like Valentine's Day. I don't like the expectation. I don't like the point of it because it always made me feel bad. Even though now, obviously, I get stuff. But I mean, now I've just like grown to like hate it. Like, I just don't like it.
But don't let your past experiences like dictate your future Valentine's.
I hope your husband isn't listening to this because don't you want some presents and gifts? And
not really.
I'm just talking from a Jewish perspective. I want stuff.
I agree, girl.
I want like everything.
A Jewish perspective for Saint Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the irony of that comment.
I'm sorry. Did you say gold? I'll take it.
Yeah. Let's do platinum as well.
Yeah.
Mary, I feel like you would lose your business if the fiancé didn't give you anything for Valentine's Day.
Person, but yes, no, you're right. Honey, are you listening, honey?
Does he give you anything though? Anyway,
he does give me stuff, and then I just feel bad because often I forget it's Valentine's Day, especially if it's in the week, and then I'm like, oh, Valentine's Day. I didn't get you anything.
Like, but he knows how you feel about it.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll get him something maybe, but like he'll get me like a card and flowers maybe or something.
That's still sweet. I think it's a gesture. I think it's what the, like, as long as he tried.
What are you expecting for Valentine's Day?
Well, okay.
Have you dropped hints?
Have you got a special someone? Before I get there, yes, I have a fiance. So I have to tell you a really bad thing that happened to me 2 years ago. And I've always loved Valentine's Day, guys. It's like the only other day that I love besides my own birthday.
I think you said that on Snapchat. That's why. Why do I know that? Yeah, you said on Snapchat.
I love Valentine's Day, guys. Like, throw shade, but I love it. So 2 years ago, Emek went, and he always does these cute little surprises for Valentine's Day because he knows it means a lot to me, and I love it, you know? So he booked at this restaurant, and so it was in a hotel, and we went to that restaurant, and they were like, oh, sorry, we don't have a reservation for you. And he was like, what do you mean? Like, I made the reservation like a month ago. They were like, but did we ask you for a deposit? He was like, no, but you confirmed the reservation over the phone. And then they were like, oh, no, we don't have a reservation for you. So, and then they proceeded to offer us a table on the outside. I was so upset about this, guys. We went to so many other restaurants thereafter, but you can imagine how packed they all were. And then we had Simply Asia that night, and I cried.
Oh, shame!
Like, I cried Simply Asia.
That is perhaps one of the finest examples of first world problems I've heard this whole year.
Uncontrollably, guys. So romantic.
Too bad there wasn't Snapchat then, because then we would have seen the whole thing unfold on Snapchat.
Oh,
eh?
Gosh.
I think just try to avoid any restaurants in general on Valentine's Day. Like, you know it's going to be full.
Yeah.
Why do I want to see PDA around me, like, everywhere I go?
And then everyone like competes with the roses as well. Like, which table has the biggest bouquet of roses? It just happens that way.
Mm. Yeah, I think.
But I love it anyway.
Yeah.
Donna and I have nothing to add to this conversation because we have no love in our lives.
Well, maybe you guys
just shy. He's just very shy. He's gonna ask me any minute now.
I was about to say you guys just go any for Valentine's.
Well, listen, it's been a dope edition of Forum. Give me the last word. Let's go around the room. Let's kick it off with you, Donna. The last word.
Oh, I think I have a really cool idea for Valentine's Day. If you really are against it, take someone to the Hateful Eight. It's 3 hours long. They won't want dinner afterwards. They'll just want to go home and sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Good cool. Good one. Yeah.
Don't use waist trainers because it won't make you get a Valentine. See how I connected the dots?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine is adulthood is like looking both ways when you cross the street and being hit by an airplane.
That is so true on so many levels. I'm emotional. That is a very true statement. Wada Hartley, Mary Lou, and Dana Jacob, thank you so much for hanging out. That there has been the Forum. We'll do this again next Thursday just after 4. But in fact, no, we won't, because next week we're at Design in Dava. Yes, so
take
we won't.
Me,
we'll be in Cape Town next week.
Awesome.
But we'll be back the week after.
After our date, right?
Yes,
yeah,
after
okay,
our date.
Just checking.
That's it.
I've got to confirm these things ahead in advance.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, you swiped left, you swiped right, you swiped right again, and eventually you got a match. You start chatting, you went for coffee, the profile pic was a lie, the conversation was dull, and you wish you hadn't swiped in the first place. We've all had a bad dating experience, but this year you can change it. Kalkakio Pizzeria will be giving away 2 meal vouchers to the value of 500 Rand each, valid at any Kalkakio Pizzeria store. So enter now on cliffcentral.com/save-the-date to avoid another disappointing Valentine's Day. Kalkakio Pizzeria, they are the reason you craved a pizza.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.